what I want to talk about today is how to create healthy, glowing skin. Now, for anyone tuned out here, especially the guys, I know that for the guys, this is probably not something that they really think about very much, but the reality is statistically, they say by the time you're 50s and 60s, most men tend to start thinking about what they should have done to be better about taking care of their skin. And all of us would love to be able to age gracefully and feel like we, you know, as we get older, of course, we have the wear and tear in our bodies, but that doesn't mean that we can't look really great and then we can't be proactive as far as taking care of our skin and really having great appearance, looking great within our skin. So today I wanted to cover this topic of creating healthy skin. And the last few weeks for me, I have immersed myself in just some study and some learning from some top experts in the skin industry. I was able to attend an online forum called the Glowing Skin Summit. And there was actually a panel of experts each day for a series of days of different, you know, skin experts in the realm of, you know, sleep and how it applies to skin and nutrients and how it applies to skin, different secrets that people have used over the years to really create amazing looking skin. And obviously with the short amount of time that I have, I'm not going to be able to cover all topics surrounding creating healthy skin. But I do want to be able to share with you a few things, and particularly as it relates to those of us here in doTERRA as wellness advocates, what we can use product-wise, essential oils, as well as products that doTERRA offers to be able to create this environment for healthy skin and to have, you know, a clear complexion and really enjoy the benefits of healthy skin. So with that, what I wanted to start out with is talking just a little bit about the skin itself. So the skin is, as we know, the largest organ of our bodies. Yet, do we treat it as such? Do we really pay attention to our skin being an organ? Now, we talk a lot about brain health and cardiovascular health and how to protect and support different organs within our bodies, but yet a lot of us neglect the fact that we have this large organ on the outside of our bodies, and we don't really think of it as an organ. The other part of this is that, you know, the skin is actually a reflection of what is going on inside. And I think this is really key to our discussion today is a lot of times what we're manifesting as far as different skin issues. And of course, in my last few years of being here in doTERRA, I come across people all the time with different skin issues that they're experiencing, and they wonder, you know, how to treat those. And typically we think of topically. While that is really important, a lot of times people don't realize what's going on internally, how that's manifesting on the outside. So it really is a good reflection of what's going on the inside. And whatever you put on your skin, being that it is an organ, we have what's called the epithelial tissue, which is basically like our intestinal tract, where we have this epithelial tissue which absorbs the nutrients. And our skin is made up of a similar tissue where whatever we put on it, to some degree, it basically eats, it absorbs it. So it's really important that whatever we put on our skin, that we're okay with it being internal. And that's what we talk a lot about with essential oils, too, is purity really is important because whatever you put on your skin is immediately going to absorb and sometimes enter the bloodstream. And so we want to make sure and pay attention to that. Now, as we age through our 30s and 40s and beyond, we know that our hormones change. And did you know that the ingredients that are typically in your skincare products can also cause hormonal imbalance? It's true. In the U.S., our skincare products are not well regulated at all or screened for true safety. While the European Union has banned hundreds of ingredients in personal care products, on the other hand, we in the United States, the FDA has only banned, get this, only 11 ingredients. So hundreds of ingredients banned in the European Union, and yet the FDA has only banned 11. To me, that's quite alarming. That's a whole other discussion there that I could go on a tangent, but for the sake of time, we'll just stick with this. You know, the skincare products that most Americans regularly use, they contain harmful ingredients such as lead and formaldehyde, parabens, other toxins, which actually have been found to show up in the body. And research is showing that these chemical ingredients, they're actually hormone disruptors. And many of them can actually be carcinogenic, which is basically cancer-causing. So when we're exposed really when we inhale, whether it's sprays or powders, what we put on our lips, what is put on topically, we're actually absorbing that. And so statistics show that women, on average, use about 12 personal care products daily. And sometimes I think it's even more because, you know, we also have cleaning products that we're exposed to, so probably a lot more. But 12 personal care products daily, while on the other hand, men use an average of half. So have you ever stopped to think about how many ingredients that really is? So we may only have 12 personal care products that we're using, but think about all of the ingredients that are in those products. And it's estimated between 80 and 126 different ingredients that we're exposed to daily. So do you really know what is in your skincare? Do you really know the ingredients that you're putting on in your skin? Exposure to those chemical toxins basically can lead to oxidative damage. Our skin is highly sensitive to inflammation, irritation, different things that we put on it that may irritate it, but it's also sensitive to things like dehydration. And these effects obviously make a huge impact on our appearance and the way that we look and how we age, how our skin ages. You know, one of the biggest types of toxins is called EDCs, which is endocrine disrupting chemicals. These chemicals, you know, we breathe it in our environment, sometimes in our water and our food, but a lot of them actually are found in our personal care products. And they basically have found that they interfere with the production, the transport, the binding, and elimination of hormones. And the increased exposure of these chemicals, they ultimately affect the hormonal system, homeostasis within the body. And when that is out of whack, I guess you could say, then it has an impact on our skin. Again, because whatever is going on internally is manifest through the skin. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. But here's some, and I won't go through the whole list. There's a few things that a lot of people are more aware of when it comes to harmful ingredients that are in your whether it's your hair products, your nail products, skin products. If your products contain these, I suggest people to immediately throw them out because you're doing yourself more oxidative damage than what you need. So please take a look at what you have in your cupboard, what you're using on a regular basis. And some of these things, it may contain formaldehyde. Now, not always are you going to find these on the labels and ingredient list, but one of the things that I like to, one of the sites I should say that I like to refer to, it's called EWG.org. It's basically a site where you can go and there's a lot of information, but you can even do a search on your particular product that you're using, and it will give you a safety rating on that product and where it is as far as toxins, what's in it, if it's really safe for topical use. And so things like formaldehyde, we find a lot of that in different skincare products, perfumes, fragrances, which have been known to obviously cause headaches, dizziness, respiratory issues, and even to hormone-disrupting effects. Other things like lead, it's actually a known carcinogen. It's a hormone disruptor. And it's not even listed as an ingredient, but it is found in a lot of our skincare products. And there's no limits for lead in cosmetics. Mercury, parabens, of course, parabens, we know are preservatives. And what they've found with parabens, though, is that they have actually detected parabens in breast tumors. And although this doesn't necessarily you know, connect with having cancer. It doesn't have a direct connection with cancer. You know, the evidence is there that they are not safe. They're carcinogenic, and we should stay clear of anything that has those harmful preservatives. There's a whole other list. You know, sodium lauryl sulfate, a former industry greaser, coal tar, the list goes on. Just know that this is on the unsafe list of ingredients, and these have all been linked to harmful health effects. And the fact that, again, our skincare ingredients are not well regulated by the FDA, we need to be careful. We need to be aware, and we need to make better choices. So keeping that in mind and the fact that there is no safe regulation within our skincare, pretty much don't trust most of the stuff that I find in the grocery store. So I look for cleaner options, and there's a lot of, again, cleaner options that you can find on that website that I gave you, ewg.org. And we'll talk about some other things that we can do proactively at this point here with doTERRA. So staying beautiful on the inside and the out, what we want to focus on our nutrition, on detoxifying, and on clean options. But, you know, a lot of people think resorting to, you know, chemical peels and facelifts and, you know, some of these different lotions and potions to get fresh, glowing skin, but that's not the case. There's many things that we can do proactively that can create an environment within our bodies to create this amazing skin. And I've seen it personally in my own life. So here's just a list of a few things that we can do. First is keep hydrated. Hydration is really key, especially when it comes to being able to help our bodies naturally flush out toxins that otherwise might show up on your skin. So hydration is important for not only the elimination of toxins, but it also keeps our skin cells moist. It keeps them more elastic, you know, creating that elasticity of our skin. One of the things that I love to do, and we talk about this all the time, is adding things like lemon oil and even our citrus oils into our water. So every time you go and get a drink, which they say typically the average person needs at least half of their body weight in ounces, for me here in Arizona, I drink a lot more water. Of course, we have more heat and sweating a lot more. So it's really important that we're drinking lots of water. Every time I fill up my water, though, I like to put a couple drops of a lemon oil or lemon sassy, some sort of citrus oil to keep that natural detoxification consistent within my body, help to break down those toxic chemicals. So staying hydrated, along with staying hydrated, exercise, and I kind of alluded to this with sweat, and working up a good sweat actually keeps nutrient-carrying blood circulating throughout the body. So it's an important way that we have of being able to eliminate toxins and being able to, you know, keep things moving the way that they should. Because obviously our skin is one of those organs that helps to eliminate toxins. Now, the third thing is basically feeding yourself plenty of nourishing foods and fats. So obviously this is a whole other topic of conversation. I won't go into it too much, but keep in mind those high antioxidant-rich, colorful foods and veggies are really important for good, healthy skin. And again, everything that I learned from this Healthy Skin Summit points to the fact that nutrition is really key when it comes to providing our bodies with exactly what it needs to repair and to heal and to rejuvenate the way that it should. And one of the things that I learned about our nutrients is really when it comes to the skin, it's the last place that the nutrients go to work is in our skin. You know, our body absorbs, all the other organs absorb what nutrients it needs, and our skin is kind of the last place that gets them. So it's really important that we are sufficient, that we're getting sufficient fat, healthy fats, which we can find a lot in our raw nuts, our seeds, our, you know, flaxseed oils, coconut oil, any of the live raw oils are really important. The cooked refined oils are not good. We want to stay away from them. Those are basically our omega-6 oils as well. And focus more on the raw oils, omega-3 fish oils in particular. And all of this can be found as far as those omega-3s and those micronutrients we can find a lot of that in our Life on Vitality Pack. So obviously, again, we've talked a lot about Life on Vitality Pack in the previous, some of the previous trainings we've done, but it offers the balance of micronutrients. And again, going back to some of the things I've learned is that when we have a deficiency in micronutrients, that affects how we look on the outside as well. So making sure that we get that balance of our omegas and our micronutrients is vitally important for not only the healthy structure of our organs and our cells, but for our skin as well. The fourth thing is simply removing those harmful toxins and chemicals. And a lot of times we can, if we're cleaning out our home and cleaning out some of those toxins that we have in our home, we are also exposed to them regardless on a daily basis, the air that we breathe and other things that we're exposed to. So I recommend people doing a good cleanse. Now, in doTERRA, and we talked about this again in previous trainings that we've done, but we have what's called the Cleanse and Restore Kit. And I love this kit because these products that are in this kit, because it really covers all bases as far as looking at our liver, our kidneys, our colon, focusing on those, because those are our primary pathways of elimination, our colon, liver, and kidneys. Those are our primary pathways of elimination. And then once those get maybe clogged, overloaded, our secondary pathways of elimination, which is our lungs and our skin, start to have the effects. So sometimes the respiratory issues, the skin issues that people are having, sometimes they're at the same time, are a sign that those primary pathways are blocked, that they're not doing their job. And so what I love about this Cleanse and Restore Kit of supplements is it gives you that foundation of nutrition with our Life on Vitality, but it also focuses on those cleansing organs, helps to flush out our colon, replace with healthy flora, and really gives us that optimal balance within our system to be cleaner, and that will reflect, like I said, on the outside. I personally have noticed a difference since I've been doing the cleanses, and I've been doing this for the last couple years, and I can honestly say, and this is not to, toot my horn or anything, but I have had more compliments from people saying that how great my skin looks, and I honestly can say that I believe it's because of this cleansing process that I've gone through. And because growing up, I had a lot of problematic skin. And so I just am grateful that of what I've learned and the importance of taking care of myself from the inside out. Now, the fifth and final thing that we'll talk about is eliminating the bad stuff in your personal care, your skin products, checking your labels, and substituting them with good, clean products that you can be confident in, that are great for you, that are non-toxic. And one of the things that I like to tell people is if you wouldn't eat the ingredients, then it shouldn't be on your skin. Not that you want to eat the ingredients that may be in your, a skin line like doTERRA's, but if it's not safe to put on your skin, you shouldn't be it's not safe to consume, you shouldn't be putting it on your skin. So doTERRA's standard, they have a high standard. We obviously know their standard of purity. And their philosophy translates into all of their products. So just like the oils, and only having the best source of essential oils and only the cleanest source of essential oils, they think of the same thing when it comes to the products and creating good products that that we can trust and that we can feel comfortable has the same high standard of purity. Now, for me personally, when I first started using the skincare, it was actually several months into me using the essential oils. And to be honest, I was a little skeptical. I thought, there's so many skincare lines out there. This is just another way to get you into a skincare. That was kind of my mindset. And I was kind of happy with what I was using at that point. But there came a point when someone had asked me, how do you like the skincare? And I thought, well, I haven't tried it, so maybe I should try it and just see how I like it. And so I can say from that time on, I have been a huge advocate of doTERRA Skin Line, and I'm super excited about the results that I have gotten from it, and I can honestly say it's the best skincare I've ever used before. So I would encourage you, if you have that opportunity and you as wellness advocates, to experience that and try the products because they really are amazing. Now, I will not have the time to explain all the different products at this point. I'm going to touch on a few of them real quickly. As far as my routine and what I like to use personally, there is, if you go in your back office, you'll see a whole line of different skincare products that doTERRA offers. They have kind of an older line that they have carried from the, since the beginning when they first came out with the skincare products that I used. And last year when they introduced the Virage skincare, that became my new favorite. So I actually prefer the Virage skincare line. I love it because you look at the ingredients and it's literally, you can understand every single ingredient on there pretty much. So it's a very short list, whereas most skincare lines that you'll see have a huge list of different ingredients. You can't even pronounce the words. So look at the labels. You're welcome to do your own due diligence on it, but I absolutely love the Virage skincare line. But when it comes to kind of our daily routine and when we think about taking care of our skin, and again, guys, this applies to you too. My husband loves using the doTERRA skin line, and I have a lot of guy friends who use the skincare line as well. So just know that you're not alone. If you want to try them out, I know you'll see great benefits. So four steps when it comes to creating good skin throughout the day. And we do this both morning and evening. And just to, you know, cleanse off the impurities, we want to use a cleanser. The next, we want to use a toner. Third, we want to use something to target specific areas that we want to, you know, really give some attention to. And then the fourth step is to nourish. So when it comes to cleansing, obviously we know the purpose of cleansing is to clean off the gunk, clean off the bacteria, the microbes that, you know, we're exposed to. There's a couple different cleansers that I use and that I love. The first is called HD Clear. It's a foaming face wash, and I highly recommend this to people who have a little bit more problematic skin. Now, I use this personally just because I love how it feels on my face. Not that I have huge problematic skin, even though I have a more tendency towards oily skin. So if you have that more oily skin, you want to have less of that, those oils, or maybe you have a teenager or someone else that's struggling with some breakouts, this is a really great product to have them try. Obviously, we have our our Clear Skin Roller Bottle. That's basically the same essential oils that are found in this HD Clear Foaming Face Wash. And it's basically a combination, again, of essential oils of Melaleuca, eucalyptus, geranium, Poewood, different oils that help to really remove the bacteria, the microbes, and really purify the skin. It has a high-performance sebum regulation and oil control, helps with promoting healthy cell renewal, and a lot of other ingredients in there that are basically a vegetable extract to help protect the skin and to calm the skin from those irritations, like acne or eczema and some of those skin irritations. So it's an excellent cleanser, my favorite, but there's also the Virage cleanser as well. So in the Virage set, again, it has those four different products to focus on cleansing, toning, targeting, and nourishing. And the Virage cleanser has some of the similar oils, has wild orange and basil, which also help with cleansing and purifying, as well as lipids to nourish and hydrate the skin. So another really great cleanse product. Moving on to the targeting part, or the toner, the Virage toner is great because I love it has the spray, the spritzer at the top, so you can actually spray it on your face, and again has different essential oils, ylang-ylang, coriander, cypress, which are known to help nourish and protect the skin, rejuvenate, tone, and actually help to, some of the ingredients in there help to tighten the pores. So it improves the texture, improves the clarity, And it's definitely something you want to do. The purpose of toning is to restore the pH balance of the skin after you cleanse it. Because, you know, a lot of times, especially if you're using something a little more harsh, now, you don't have that necessarily with doTERRA, but you're basically stripping everything down, and you want to restore the pH by putting on a toner. So toning is really important, and there's so many great benefits and different ingredients in each one of these products. The third thing is obviously targeting. Now, we have an doTERRA blend called Immortelle, which I absolutely love. And when they came out with this Immortelle Hydrating Serum, I was really excited about that because this blend of essential oils is actually the most expensive of all the oils. It includes frankincense, sandalwood, myrrh, helichrysum, rose, and lavender. And they all play a fundamental role in the overall health of skin. So helping to repair those damaged cells and, of course, the oxidative stresses. This is a really great product for helping to moisturize. And it has a lipid complex, actually, this tightening serum or the hydrating serum, that they say mimics the skin surface lipids when they're at their prime. So it's very hydrating. It reduces the fine lines and wrinkles. And again, I'm not just saying this, but I've noticed a huge difference in the tightness of my skin and the firming, as well as the hydration of my skin from this hydrating serum, which I absolutely love. Then the fourth and final step is obviously the nourishing. Again, with the moisturizer, which contains a blend of different essential oils, jasmine, geranium, great oils for the skin, juniper berry, which is also really good for the skin. Juniper berry is actually shown to inhibit elastase, an enzyme that actually causes the appearance of aging skin. So a lot of these oils, again, they're formulated with the science in mind. And I love that doTERRA is on top of the you know, this model of applying the science with the nature. So it's not just nature-based, but it's also science-based too. And so this has been found to really help with moisturizing and reducing the fine lines and wrinkles and resulting in a smooth and even complexion. Okay, and then a couple other products. So that kind of covers our basic skincare line, even though, again, you can do some more research and you'll find there's a lot out there. But a couple other products I want to touch on, and these are also really great skin products that I have used in my home, Correctex. This is kind of a multi-purpose. It's an all-natural ointment which helps to soothe skin and restoring to a healthy balance after being distressed. So, you know, for example, you know, a skin injury or some sort of a burn maybe or a scratch or a scrape, something on the skin. This is a really great, basically an essential oil ointment that has been formulated to help to protect against additional damage while simultaneously soothing and hydrating the skin. It's petroleum-free. It's an amazing product. I've used it so many times with my kids with their bumps and owies, and I'm amazed every time because it really goes on smoothly. It absorbs quickly. It's gentle, non-irritating, and it's awesome for healing the skin. So, again, a blend of great oils, helichrysum, frankincense, melaleuca, cedarwood, lavender, all great for really calming the skin. Second thing I want to mention here as far as other products is we have a Reveal facial system. And this is something that I like to use not every day. This is something I might use weekly. It's a really great kind of a spa-like facial treatment. So there's a two-step process in it. The first step one is the refining polish. It basically purifies, cleanses with little polishing beads, different botanical extracts, different essential oils that help with exfoliating dead skin cells. And then the step two is basically it's a peptide activator, which you put on after you apply the step one. And it's known to support and strengthen and deliver those vital nutrients and peptides that your skin really needs. So combined with that, you feel like you've just come out of an esthetician appointment, and you just have this amazing glowing skin. So I highly recommend trying that because it really is a great spa-like facial treatment. And then finally, the last thing I want to mention is doTERRA offers an amazing line of hair care products. They have a protecting shampoo, they have a conditioner, a healthy whole glaze, they have a root-to-tip serum, which helps with the scalp, helps with stimulating hair follicles. In fact, all of the essential oils in that serum have been shown to stimulate the hair follicles to help grow. A little tip on the shampoo, I will say that when I first started using it, I have a lot of hair, and I am used to pouring a huge handful of shampoo just to get a really good lather and a good cleansing of my hair. And when I started using doTERRA's, I realized very quickly after my first time that a little bit goes a long way. Just like the essential oils, a little bit does a lot. And so you only need a little bit amount to really get a cleanse and help to really cleanse your scalp. So love those products. All of them, again, contain different essential oils with great benefits. I highly recommend at this point, again, if you're a wellness advocate, to take advantage. Shop at your own store. We all have our own wellness advocate accounts, and we have the opportunity to earn points as we shop and as we, you know, spend money on our loyalty rewards orders each month. Those of us who are on loyalty rewards, we can purchase these products and earn points for our purchases towards future product credits and maybe even earn some of these products for free. And especially I would mention that if you are interested or if you're participating in the business side of doTERRA and sharing these with others, so obviously try these yourself so that you can have your own personal experience and be able to share with people your personal experiences with the products. For me, I know that they benefited my life. We use them all the time with our family, and we absolutely love the products. So try them out, and I know you're going to have great results with them and love them as much as I do. With that, I will let you go. Have a great day.